You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Chetek man is facing felony charges after being accused of threatening law enforcement authorities during his arrest. According to court documents, officers responded to reports of 41-year-old James Taylor allegedly running into traffic and yelling without a shirt on at around 10:30 on Friday night. Officers say he began acting belligerently when they arrived and took him into custody. Taylor then allegedly began threatening to hurt or kill the officers while being taken to the Barron County Jail, where he continued acting belligerently during the booking process. The Polk County Health Department has issued a swimming advisory at South Twin Beach due to high levels of bacteria in the last 2 weeks of June. According to a press release, the swimming advisory will remain in effect until consecutive weeks of testing show the bacteria levels have returned to acceptable levels. Swimming in water with high bacteria levels can lead to some minor illnesses like eye infections or stomach issues. The Polk County Health Department is reminding residents to be cautious when swimming at any beach, especially after heavy rain. The universities of Wisconsin could raise their undergraduate tuition for state residents this week. The new plan released on Tuesday would cover a 4% increase in tuition across the entire system and allow individual schools to add another 1% to their tuition rates. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says every school except UW-Green Bay plans to add the extra 1%. Under the increase, campuses in the Northwest Wisconsin region would see tuition range from $9,200 in Superior to over $10,000 in Eau Claire. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising Northwest Wisconsin residents that they will be conducting aerial enforcement in the region this week. The State Patrol's Air Support Unit will be patrolling Highway 64 in St. Croix County on Thursday and Highway 53 in Barron County on Friday. During aerial enforcement, law enforcement authorities will observe the highways from the air and report traffic violations to ground units below for traffic stops. The State Patrol shares the aerial enforcement details in advance in the hopes that drivers will voluntarily comply with traffic laws. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding electric vehicle charging station owners across the state to pay their charging tax by the end of the month. The charging tax was implemented on January 1st and requires electric vehicle charging station owners to pay an excise tax of 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Department of Revenue officials are also reminding charging station owners that the tax is due even if the station is not available for public use and businesses, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations are not exempt from the tax. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials are sharing helpful safety tips for residents hauling recreational vehicles across the state this summer. DOT officials are reminding residents that hauled recreational vehicles like campers cannot be wider than 8.5 feet or taller than 13.5 feet. They are also required to follow all posted weight restrictions on roads and bridges across the state. Residents should remember to check the condition of their trailer and make sure everything is properly secured before hitting the road. Northwood Technical College has announced the official relocation of its Ladysmith Outreach Center to the recently renovated Ladysmith Rec Center. Organization officials say the relocation is part of an effort by the city to convert the former Ladysmith Elementary School into a multi-use community space. They also say their new location will improve access to adult education, workforce training, and testing services for residents in a more community-focused location. The new location will be renamed to the Northwood Tech Ladysmith Workforce Accelerator. Lane closures have started on the Blatnik Bridge as the start of the full reconstruction project approaches. Minnesota Department of Transportation crews will be conducting routine inspections on the bridge over the next 3 weeks. Due to those inspections, the bridge will see right lane closures from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. through Thursday this week. When work begins on the Superior-bound side of the bridge, drivers will see a 10-foot width restriction and a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit. Transportation officials are warning drivers to expect increased traffic delays. The Wisconsin Supreme Court delivered a decision on Tuesday that will allow the state to implement a ban on conversion therapy. In the 4-3 decision, the state's highest court ruled that an attempt by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules to reject a state agency rule banning the practice was unconstitutional. Governor Evers brought the lawsuit, arguing the committee has been essentially exercising an unconstitutional legislative veto. The state Supreme Court agreed that the committee was overreaching its authority. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that the criminal case against a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man who was in the country illegally evade arrest by immigration authorities in her courthouse should go forward. Judge Hannah Dugan entered a not guilty plea to and filed a motion to dismiss the charges in May, arguing that she was acting in her official capacity as a judge and is therefore immune to prosecution. The magistrate judge's recommendation said that immunity only covers monetary damage in civil lawsuits, not criminal charges. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. That was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the 5-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over $500 million worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear, and we will drop down to a low of around 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Could see a chance of scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow, and again tomorrow night, our high tomorrow, 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.